Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
If you've walked past a dealership recently, a car dealership, you know that there's something happening in the car markets. There has been an incredible upsurge, which is amazing and hopefully a very good sign in terms of our economy. But the question is this, is if you are in the market for a car, is it worthwhile to buy a brand new car or a demo model, perhaps even a good quality used vehicle? To help us navigate this, I'm joined by Stephen Cross, who is the Sales and Marketing Director at Eastvale Motors, with years of real-world experience watching how these markets behave. Stephen, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can we just start with the big picture? What is the state of the South African car market at the moment?
Good morning, Howard, and thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, the state is that we've seen a significant improvement, particularly over the last 6 months, which is absolutely fantastic. And we're expecting further improvement because we just had the interest rate cut, which is great for all consumers. So at the moment, it's looking very healthy. I think it comes down to, you know, not just the fact that, you know, people have more disposable income, but we're also seeing a wider variety of brands entering the market, which is adding a huge amount of choice for consumers out there. It's actually, it's very positive at the moment.
So I guess the question is now a good time to buy a car? What indicators, what are the things that we should look at to determine that?
Yes, I think it is. I think you know, it's always a good time to buy a vehicle as you're running up towards calendar year end. Number of reasons for that, you know, like every business, you know, as we head towards the festive season, we know that things start to slow down. So there's always going to be business pressure, whether it's at an OEM level or a dealership level, to kind of get your numbers in for the calendar year. And the next thing is, you know, it's a good time because generally we see price increases happening on a calendar year basis. So, you know, if you're looking for this year's pricing, you know, it's not going to get cheaper next year. You know, the only thing it's potentially going to do is get more expensive. So yeah, that definitely supports the idea of looking at a vehicle at this time of the year.
Right. So it's more related, I would say, to the time of year rather than the market in general, even though the market is doing well.
No, I think it's both. I think the fact of the matter is, yeah, you know, we've had a boost. We see more disposable income. The interest rate has just taken another drop, which obviously positively impacts affordability. So there's a number of factors that are leading towards purchasing a vehicle at this time of the year.
All right, let's just talk about the advantages of buying a new car versus a demo. Let's just work through this.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the first thing that every consumer has to decide is, you know, they have to look and say what it comes down to is its budget, it's their appetite for risk, and how long they plan on keeping a vehicle. So, you know, if you're looking at buying a new, you know, with a new you get there's zero risk and there's long-term peace of mind. If you're buying used, you know, you're going to maximize affordability, but it does come with certain risks, and that would be the fact that, you know, you're not aware of how that car's been driven, what the driving behavior was prior to you purchasing it. You'll obviously have limited warranty, unlike with a new vehicle. So these are the things you have to take into consideration. And when you buy a demo is kind of a hybrid between the two. That's how I look at it. You know, you obviously the warranty would have kicked in, but the mileage is going to be expected to be less. But the thing with demos is you don't have as much variety. You know, there's limited choice there. So it really depends on you as an individual. What are you looking to purchase? That's how I would look at that.
So in terms of the demo, though, the advantage there is presumably there's been nothing major wrong with it. Maybe somebody trying it out would have pushed it a little bit. But aside from that, there really shouldn't be any major concern with the vehicle itself, unlike a used vehicle where you don't really know the history, even though you think you might.
Correct. Because, you know, it's going to be well looked after if it's from a reputable dealer. You know, because then it's going to be, it will be well looked after. It would have been driven by staff of that company and used for test drives, which are always going to be monitored.
Right.
So, yeah.
But there you've got the issue of you won't have the flexibility in terms of, it really depends on how fussy you are. If you're prepared to accept that which is in front of you rather than being able to choose the specifics of that vehicle.
Yes, you know, at the end of the day, purchasing a vehicle is not just about the sticker price, it's also about lifestyle. And when it comes down to lifestyle, there might be certain features and benefits that you require. So, you know, obviously when it comes to demo, you by and large are going to find there's a single variant for that model, and it's going to be a specific color, and it might not be, it won't give you the flexibility of choice.
In general, what are the three biggest mistakes or a few biggest mistakes that people make when buying a car, new or used?
I think it's firstly not buying from a reputable dealer group like Small Motors. I think that's important. I think when you're buying a vehicle, it's not just about the vehicle today. It's about being partnering with a dealer group that has strong after-sales support and people that you know, which to me is always critical. The second thing is, not just falling in love with a car, but not kind of looking at, is that car loved by the market? Because the reality is, the one thing that you can guarantee is when you buy a car, you will be selling it one day. So making sure that the car that you're buying has got strong appeal in the market and that it holds its value. I think those are the critical elements. And then off the back of that, buy a car where you have a strong warranty on the vehicle and has a service plan included. You know, that gives you predictability when it comes to costs, and it also gives you that peace of mind that we're all looking for. It's a high-value purchase at the end of the day.
Absolutely right. That is all we have time for. A fascinating conversation. Thank you for that. Stephen Cross is the Sales and Marketing Director at Eastvale Motors, talking to us about the pros and cons of buying a new car versus a demo versus a secondhand, and what some of the factors are, not only at the moment, but also as some rules of thumb around buying vehicles.